Northern Wisconsin has dealt with three floods in the last 6 years that caused millions of dollars in damage. It's no secret the region is seeing more frequent, intense rainfalls. As Danielle Kading reports, the region is trying to find ways to manage stormwater runoff and reduce the amount of sediment washing in to Lake Superior.
Not far from the area where U.S. Highway 2 washed out in June, Tom Gazdick leads the way to a roughly half-acre pond on the back of his property. His grandfather came here to farm in the early 1900s.
This was all dairy farms, so the cattle would graze in the forest. There would be trails all over, and it was ideal for raising cattle because there was a lot of water available.
But the water also made it difficult to farm, and many producers gave up growing crops or hay. Gazdick's father gave it up long ago. He says that made it an ideal spot for installing a wetland pond.
I grew up playing back here in all the springs and all that stuff, so I knew that this was ideal for a pond, and I always wanted to have some up here. And when I heard about this project, I'm going, oh my God, this is perfect.
Northland College in Ashland is working with landowners like Gazdick to slow the flow of runoff from heavy rains into North Fish Creek using money from the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Matt Hudson is associate director of the college's Center for Freshwater Innovation. He says wetland ponds could be part of the solution.
If we can hold back some of that water on the landscape before it gets into the stream, we can reduce the amount of water that rushes into the stream at one time and reduce the amount of erosion that happens in the stream, and then reduce the amount of sediment that gets into Schwamigan Bay.
Has it gone down since the storm, Tom?
Yes.
Pond has? Okay.
But it's not always easy to get landowners on board. Travis Tulowitzki with Bayfield County Land and Water says they've done 8 ponds with 3 landowners.
Farmers, for the most part, do not want to give up their field. That's their livelihood. So if we can find areas that are kind of in that transition, it's not completely forested, and this is really an ideal site because it's still open. It has a lot of drainages that are going towards North Fish.
Tulowitzki says they're building these ponds to withstand 100-year floods.
Because of the tendency of our storms lately, we are pushing most everything for 100-year at least.
That's a flood that has a 1% chance of happening in any given year. If the pond overflows, that water runs into a rock-lined spillway. The rocks spread out and slow down water heading toward North Fish Creek. When heavy rains hit in June, Gazdick admits he was worried about whether his 4 ponds would hold.
Yeah, I was concerned, but everything worked out great.
A lot of this work stems from previous studies by the U.S. Geological Survey. They found North Fish Creek is already prone to flash floods and erosion. That's due in part to the region's clay soils and sandy deposits left over from receding glaciers. Heavy logging and farming at the turn of the 20th century made it even worse. Matt Hudson with Northland College says they want to reduce the impact people have on the land.
With changing climate and stuff like that, we want to promote a system that's more resilient if we're going to have more of these floods in the future.
Hudson says they're also working with a stream restoration firm to stabilize eroding banks by creating log jams in the creek. About 2/3 of the sediment that ends up in Shawangan Bay on Lake Superior comes from its large eroding banks. He hopes projects upstream with landowners and downstream in the creek will improve flood resilience, fish habitats, and water quality.
It's helping with a public resource need in terms of improving Fish Creek and reducing sediment to the bay, which, affects the city of Ashland's drinking water and all the recreation and boating and charter fishing and all the people living in the Ashland area.
He says a little prevention may cut back on the threat floodwaters pose to their quality of life. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.